expectation. 8th of March, patient Tamara, T-A-R-A, Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, date of birth 8-18-1964. Tamara Davidson was seen in the office recently for follow-up. Per paragraph, previous diagnosis, number one, pituitary tumor, number two, history of hyperprolactinemia, number three, primary hypothyroidism, number four, deafness. Per paragraph, current medications, colon, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, comma, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, comma, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, comma, carbergoline 0.25 milligrams weekly, comma, levothyroxine 0.1 milligrams, comma, 8 pills per week. Per paragraph, in this visit, comma, there were no major complaints and specifically no headaches or visual problems and no recent breast discharge. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 170 over 84, comma, weight 274 pounds, and BMI is 55, period. Heart sounds are normal and the lungs are clear, period. Visual field testing by direct confrontation was within normal limits, period. The peripheral exam was otherwise grossly intact, period. Paragraph. Recent lab studies, colon. Prolactin level 0.72, comma. TSH 1.96, comma. Chemistry panel within normal limits, period. Paragraph, impression. Pituitary tumor, comma, without expansive, without expansile symptoms, comma, and previously associated with hyperprolactinemia, comma, now under control, period. She also has primary hypothyroidism, comma, morbid obesity, and deafness, per paragraph. At this point, comma, I've asked that you continue the current program, but increase the amlodipine to 5 milligrams twice daily, comma, while she follows up with her primary physician, period. Because the prolactin level has been suppressed on the last two or three occasions, comma, I've asked that she decrease the carbergoline to 0.25 milligrams every 2 weeks, and this should be monitored and closely in future. Per paragraph, as I retire in the next few weeks, comma, I recommend that you follow with a new endocrinologist and also with a primary care physician. Per paragraph, end of dictation.